I'm going to call you Sam.
I like Sam. Suits me.
Yes, it suits you. Sam and Sandra. Best friends. BFs for life. I hate this. Packing. It's great the way you can just curl up into your own house and forget about everyone else, Sam. I wish I was like that sometimes.
Yes, but you should try carrying your own house on your back all the time.
I suppose it is heavy. I know what that is like sometimes with my school bag. It's dead heavy.
You finished up there yet, Sandra?
Nearly. I don't want to.
Then stinking well don't.
I have no choice, Sam.
Who says you've no choice?
My mother.
Sandra.
You stinking well don't want to move.
I don't stinking well want to move.
Sandra, we've talked this through, and you agreed.
You stinking well had to.
I stinking well had to.
Do you have to say stinking all the time, Sandra?
I'm only saying that all the time because Sam uses it.
Sam? Who's Sam?
You don't know him.
I'm not sure I want to.
You're going to have no choice.
You're going to have no choice.
What? Who is he? Look, Sandra, be a good girl and don't make this more difficult for your mother, love.
Okay, Mammy.
Stinking, stinking, stinking.
Don't want to move to the stinking country. Nothing to stinking do there. Don't want to leave Daddy's stinking well behind. I love our stinking house. I don't want to live with stinking Granddad. Mammy's stupid idea of a snail farm. Stupid, stinking snail.
Hey, who are you insulting?
Oh, yeah. Sorry. Forgot. You're a snail. Daddy thinks it's stupid.
What's that, love?
Daddy thinks a stinking snail farm is stupid.
Your father thinks everything is stupid.
This is.
Well, this is.
We're nearly there, love.
You don't want to be nearly stinking while there.
I don't want to be nearly stinking while there.
Well, you are. And there's your granda.
Stinking granda.
Stinking granda.
What's that, love?
Just thinking of granda.
Well, here they are. What am I going to do with them?
Don't try and pretend you're not happy.
Well, I'm happy for myself.
Of course you are.
It's been hard since you...
I'm still here.
I know. I have my doubts about what she's up to.
You were always hard on her.
No, I was not.
She was always afraid of disappointing you.
She never disappointed me.
Well, that's what you say.
I thought she could have done better than...
Go on, say it.
Too late. I stuck with him.
Hi, Dad.
Welcome home. Kiss for your grandfather, Sandra?
Yuck. Yuck.
Sandra, that's no way to behave.
Ah, you love it here, Sandra. Grand big house, all that space out the back for your mother's great adventure.
Adventure.
Well, between you and me, love, it's a bit harebrained. But your mother was always like that. Gets ideas into her head.
I know. She got the stinking idea from the television. There was a Greek woman and she was growing snails.
Oh, I see. Well, sure, maybe she'll make a fortune doing it. I suppose it's good someone is going to use it. All those acres of land behind the house.
Daddy thinks it's the stupidest thing ever.
Well, I'm not sure he has a say.
She's just trying to keep you from him.
She's just trying to keep me away from him, Granda.
Oh, is she?
She stinking well is.
She stinking well is.
Stinking well is, I see.
Well, thanks, Dad. You got all the stuffing. Well, we'll get started. First thing in the morning.
It's going to be like a zoo, isn't it, Sam?
What's a zoo?
It's a place where animals are kept, so people can go and look at them. And they pay in.
I don't think so. It's a snail farm. And the farm is a place where animals are kept to get eaten.
Eaten?
Yes, eaten. And your mother is the one going to do it.
My stinking mother.
Yes, your stinking mother.
Who are you talking to, Sandra?
Don't worry, Mammy. I'm not phoning Dad.
Sandra, look.
I was talking to my friend.
Which friend?
Sam.
Sam? Did I ever meet this friend?
He's not real, Mammy.
What do you mean, not real?
He's just not a real friend.
Oh, an imaginary friend, I see. Well, you'll soon make loads of friends here. Don't worry.
I like Sam, Mammy.
I see. And is he like Donald, your friend from school?
No, he's not like Don.
Oh, then like who?
Sam is a snail, Mammy.
A snail? Are you making fun of me, Sandra?
No. Can I not have a snail as an imaginary friend?
Well, now that we're out in the country, I can get you a pet. Like a dog. Or a cat, maybe. A rabbit.
I'm happy with my snail friend, Mammy.
Are you? Okay, love. Go to sleep now. Night, night.
Say goodnight to Sam as well.
Sandra, don't push it.
Do push it, Sandra.
Say goodnight to Sam as well, Mammy.
Okay. Well, goodnight, Sam. Good night, love.
A stinking good night, Sam.
A stinking good night, Sandra. And long live snails.
Long live snails.
Easy on that stuff.
I only have one at night to take the edge off everything.
That's alcoholic talk.
No, it isn't. That's lonely talk. Our Mara still walks the same in her slippers.
Yes, dragging her feet.
And your voice, still the same lovely voice, always in my ears. Even though you've been gone these years.
It is a bit off the wall, this snail business, love. All the people in the area are going to think we've lost it.
Let them, but they'll see. They can get their government handouts. I have a business idea here, and I'm going to make it work.
No, they're not all on government handouts, Mara.
Okay, I know they're not. But a business idea is a business idea.
A business idea? I can hear the voice cracks already.
I heard them all from Sandra's father. They're stale already.
Are you sure you're not doing all this just to make a point of him?
No, Dad. I lost my job. Tom lost his. We lost the house. Those are facts, no matter what way you look at it. Me and Tom split up. I had nowhere to go. And I'm grateful you took us in. Hey, Sandra, come and give us a hand.
No, don't want to.
Okay, then watch and learn.
Soon, Sam, you won't be on your own anymore. Because the snails for the farm are going to come soon.
I can't wait.
She's talking to herself, is she?
She has an imaginary friend.
Nothing wrong with talking to someone who's not real.
No, I suppose not. Except her imaginary friend is a snail.
That fits, I suppose.
It's not funny, Dad.
The McCartney snail empire continues. Business is progressing and making bold strides into...
Dad, stop!
That art!
Mammy, Dad, are you two fighting already?
No. Your mother is mad at me, look. So she's thrown hands at me, that's all. Hey, two against one. That's not fair.
Yes, but you're older than the two of us put together, so...
They are ugly creatures, aren't they?
I suppose they are. That's why I can't imagine anyone wanting to put them on a plate, let alone eat them.
Well, I've a lot of interested buyers already, and I'm not even up and running properly yet.
You're not going to help Sandra.
It's cruel.
It's cruel.
Oh, Sandra, don't be silly. We're just putting them in a place where they'll get plenty to eat, where they'll be protected. How is that cruel?
I don't like it.
I don't like this.
Your father's coming for you anyway, so you won't have to put up with it any longer. That sounds like him now.
It's Daddy Rabbit.
Hey, my little ray of sunshine. You ready?
Of course.
So this is it. The famous snail farm.
The snails came this morning. Mammy is just putting them in their spots.
Putting them in their spots.
Hi.
Snail farmer.
Just leave out the commons and take her. And try give her a good time.
She always has a good time with me. I don't have to try and give her a good time.
And what's that supposed to mean?
Nothing at all. Just that she always has a good time with me. Nothing more.
Aren't you going? You don't want to waste the time you have with her arguing with me.
Who are we arguing? Well, where are we, Sandra?
I'll ask Sam.
Sam?
Where are they, Sam? Where are they arguing?
They are. But they're doing their best not to show it.
Sam thinks you are. But you're doing your best not to show it.
Who's Sam?
My friend.
Where?
Oh, did Sandra not tell you? She's an imaginary friend.
Well, no, she never mentioned that.
Sam is a snail.
A snail?
Can we go?
Take Sam with you, won't you, Sandra?
Are you taking the piss?
No, she's a child. Remember that, Tom.
I know what she is.
Come on, Daddy.
Bye.
Bye. Oh, and don't forget about the maintenance.
I'm working on it.
You okay?
Hmm?
Look, Sandra, I'm trying everything I can. I know you don't want to be away from all your friends and your old life. You like Melissa, she wants you as well. And soon enough, we'll have a big place, big enough for the three of us.
You hungry, Sam?
Sandra, is that the thing you're talking to?
My friend, Sam.
Sam?
He only eats leaves, not burgers, so it's not his kind of restaurant.
Look, Sandra, I don't like this imaginary friend stuff. Your mother, she was always highly strong, and now this thing with the snails, it's cracked. It'll never work. It's her life, and if that's how she wants to spend it, but if it affects you, then it's my business.
Dad, don't be getting angry. You'll upset Sam. They're sensitive creatures, snails are.
Are they?
Yes, Daddy, they are. Especially to shouting. Isn't that right, Sam?
Yes. It can get very loud inside our houses, and we are very small.
Yes. That's right, Sam.
Oh, did Sam say something I should know about?
No, not really. But it's why Mammy couldn't have a snail farm before. Because of all the shouting you used to do.
Me?
I don't mean just you, Daddy. I mean you and Mammy.
Well, me and Melissa don't have arguments.
Not yet.
You could be right, Sam.
What did Sam say?
Not yet. You don't have arguments. That's what Sam said.
Look, tell Sam... No, no, don't tell him anything.
It's okay for you to talk to Sam, Dad.
Look, Sandra, it just didn't work out between me and your mother. She's still an attractive woman, so she gets a boyfriend.
You don't want her to get a boyfriend.
I don't want her to get a boyfriend. I want us to move back to the way things were.
With all the arguments?
No, before that.
Sandra, that can never be.
Why not? Why not?
That's just life, Sandra. I'm afraid your mother... Oh.
Why has he stopped talking?
I don't know.
What don't you know?
Sam was just asking me why you stopped talking when you said your mother.
Look, just tell Sam I don't want to say anything bad about her, that's all. Oh, wait now. I'm talking to a snail now.
Are you punishing the earth?
Very funny, Dad.
I thought working the land was supposed to bring out the loving and caring in us.
Yeah, well, that doesn't hold when a woman's daughter is with the child's father and the woman knows the father is trying to take her away from her.
I thought men just wanted to dump all their responsibilities, go for the new model.
Is that what you think happened to your dad?
Yes, I suppose.
Well, it's not. He wanted to take everything away from me. My life, my dignity, my self-worth. He doesn't really want Sandra, just to take her away from me. Turn me into a creature with nothing at all. And then he'll do the same to Sandra. You know what he said to me once, Dad? Said I reminded him of a snail.
Ah, now I understand.
No, you don't, Dad.
What do I do now?
I don't know, Marty. Maybe she is right. I never much took to that, Tom. You know that.
He's not so bad.
Did you say something, Dad?
No, no.
You said he's not so bad, didn't you?
I wasn't talking to you, love.
Then who were you talking to, Dad?
I worry about her.
You never stopped saying that, did you? Now, what do I do then?
Make sure it works out.
What works out?
The snail farm.
But it's silly.
Is it?
That's Tom leaving Sandra back.
She'll relax now.
He's never going to run away with her.
Doesn't mean she won't worry about it.
Yes, I suppose.
That's them out there now, Sam. All your brothers and sisters.
They're not my brothers and sisters, because I'm a special snail.
Oh, yes. Forgot that.
You can help Sandra if you want. Just take those boxes away.
Will I, Sam?
No, don't.
Okay.
Sandra, did you hear me? You can give me a hand.
No, I can't.
Oh, did your father tell you not to help me?
No, Sam did.
Oh, Sam did. Why does he not want you to help?
Well, Sam?
I don't like snails being kept in a farm.
He doesn't like snails being kept in a farm.
Tell him they will get well fed and looked after here.
He heard you.
And what does he think?
For how long?
For how long, he wants to know.
Well, that depends. You know, on demand. Stuff like that, I suppose.
It won't work out.
Sam says it won't work out.
Sam is really starting to sound very like your father.
Sam is a snail. A special snail. He's not like Dad at all.
Okay, love.
The snails are crying.
Mammy, Sam says the snails are all crying.
Snails can't cry.
Well, you've made Sam cry as well now, Mammy.
I'm sorry, Sam. That helps.
I can hear all the rest of the snails crying as well.
They didn't want to move here. Any of them.
Sam says they didn't want to move here. Any of them.
Well, tell Sam they'll get used to it soon. And when they see how well they get fed and the way they're protected, oh, they'll be much happier. Oh, what's up, love? You're putting that on. Oh, I see. You're play acting. You're crying with Sam, is that it? Well, tell Sam everything is going to be okay.
We don't believe her. None of us do.
He says they don't believe you. None of them do.
Oh, is Sam the spokesperson for the snails now?
Yes.
Yes.
That's good. I'm glad they have someone to speak up for them. Now dry your eyes and tell Sam it's going to be a really happy snail farm.
I know what's going to happen, Sam. She's going to try and take you away from me, just like everything else.
I won't go. And even if she did, I'd come back.
If I didn't have you, Sam, I don't know how I'd stick it here. I hate it.
It's her fault, everything, isn't it?
Is it, Sam? Is that what you think?
She was crying all the time, wasn't she?
She was, because of all the bills coming. And then she couldn't pay them because she lost her job and then Daddy lost his.
Who was spending all the money?
Well, there was the house and the things and the food and the electricity and the heating oil and all the stuff for me as well.
She was always spending money on all the wrong things.
Oh, was she?
Clothes and makeup. And she always wanted the best stuff for you.
For me, Sam?
Who else?
But I didn't want all those things, did I?
Yes, you did.
I did, did I? I did, I suppose I did.
You had everything. And now you have to live in this stinking place.
It is a stinking place, isn't it, Sam?
Sandra, there you are.
Stinking Miranda.
What's so funny?
Nothing.
Smelly old stinking Miranda.
I didn't know I was that good of a comedian. Where's your mother, Sandra?
She's having a bath.
To wash off the stinking garden.
So, you're settling in okay, love?
Tell him you hate it here.
No, I hate it here.
Oh, do you? Oh, but it'll take time, I suppose. It's very different to where you were in the city.
Tell him you hate snails.
But you're a snail, Sam.
Sam? Oh, yes, your friend. Is he here as well?
He's always here.
Tell him you couldn't stick it here without me.
I couldn't stick it here without Sam.
No, okay.
Well, I suppose you haven't made any real friends yet.
You don't need any real friends.
I don't need any real friends.
Well, when you make them, you won't think like that.
You don't need anyone at all.
I don't need anyone at all.
Oh, I needed that. Nothing like soaking in a bath after a hard day in the garden. Hi, Dad.
Hi, love.
So, you two been talking?
Us three.
Us three.
Three.
Don't forget about Sam.
Sam, yes. You talking to him as well now, Dad?
No, but Sam is making himself heard.
Is he?
Tell her to shut up.
Shut up, Mammy.
Sandra,
don't speak to me like that.
She's making fun of me.
You're making fun of Sam.
Am I?
That's what Sam thinks.
Okay, well then. Sam, I apologise.
That didn't sound sincere.
That didn't sound sincere.
Sandra. Oh, now my mood is spoiled.
Good night, Sandra.
Stinking good night.
Stinking good night.
Do you hear them, Sandra?
Yes, Sam.
What are you going to do about it?
I don't know, Sam. What'll I do?
Set them free.
But how?
That's not very hard.
But what about Mammy? She'll be awful upset.
That's not my problem.
I know, but I don't like it when she cries, Sam. She used to do a lot of crying. You don't remember because you weren't my friend then. She used to come in to me and lie down on the bed and I'd wipe away her tears. Daddy wasn't nice to her and she wasn't nice to him. It was better when Daddy went out to work every day. I used to wait for him at the window to see his car and then I'd run out to him. He always smelled like work. That's what work smells like, not the stinking garden. But then Daddy was at home all the time and those envelopes used to come through the letterbox. And you'd know if there was a lot of envelopes by the sound of them hitting the floor. The letters made a pile. The pile of misery, Mammy used to call it. The pile that used to make her cry.
That's all very sad, Sandra. But that's no reason to punish other creatures. It's not the snail's fault.
She stopped crying now all the time since we came here.
Yes, but listen to that.
I know, Sam, you're right.
You have to do something for them.
I'll try, Sam. I'll try.
Well, here we are. I do admire you, Maura, the way you're handling this. But you still worry about you, about Sandra.
Dad... Sandra is my concern.
I know. It's just this Sam thing.
Dad, lots of children have invisible friends. It's just a phase to help her get through this. We just need to indulge it.
Okay, love.
Let's drink to that.
It's time, Sandra.
Yeah, but a few more minutes.
Okay, just a few more minutes. But listen to them.
Okay, I'm getting up.
You know what you have to do, don't you? Go on.
But Mammy will be so mad.
You can't think about her. Do you hear them?
Yes, I'm not deaf.
Are you going to chicken out?
Of course not.
Okay, go on.
Okay.
Yes, that's it. Pull that down. Toss that over. Set them free. That's it.
Sandra!
Keep it up. Keep it up.
Sandra!
Nearly there.
Sandra!
Nearly
Sandra!
Done.
Stop!
Don't mind her. Just a few more spots and they're all free.
Sandra, what the hell are you doing? What are you doing, Sandra?
I'm setting the snails free.
Oh, what are you talking about? You've just ruined all my work.
I had to set the snails free.
What's going on?
Oh, Sandra's just trashed all my work.
I had to set the snails free.
Why, Sandra?
I just had to.
But why?
Sam told me to.
Sam?
Sam! Oh, my God!
Don't worry, love. Don't worry. I'm sure we can fix it up. No. You have to break a few eggs to make an omelette.
Break a few eggs? Make an omelette? Mammy. That's what Mammy used to say, Daddy.
Oh. I'm in real trouble.
You did a good thing.
Did I?
He's trying to fix it up. He's the enemy now as well.
Who? Grenda? No, Sam, not Grenda. I don't like having enemies, Sam.
I just don't know, Carol. I just don't know. If you were here, you'd know what to do. What to say.
What are you doing?
Fixing up the, you know, the snail farm place.
She's highly strung.
I know. But why is that?
Too much hope, intelligence.
That's a peculiar thing to say. Hey, love.
Who were you talking to, Grandad?
Ah, no one.
I had to set the snails free.
No need to explain.
He has to understand.
I had to, Grandad.
Okay. Your father's coming for you.
You don't want to go with him.
I don't want to go with him.
Sandra, your mother needs a rest. You have to go.
She's sick, is she?
Sandra wrecked the snail farm. You think it's funny?
Oh, look, Marty, it's a harebrained idea. I can understand why the child would want to wreck it.
You're not the child.
I'm not the child.
Okay, but well done, love.
So you were encouraging her?
Oh, there you are.
You are out to ruin my life.
Don't be ridiculous.
The way you treated me, the way you talked to me. So guess what? I am turning into a snail. It's what you wanted.
What are you talking about?
You called me a snail, remember?
No, I did not.
That day you came home, I was in bed because I just had to bury my head after opening all those bloody bills.
Ah, I didn't call you a snail. I said you were like a slug.
A slug? Oh, is that what it was? Now I feel so much better. Well, I'm just going to slide out of here and leave a trail of slime behind me and crawl back to where I came from.
Burger okay, Sandra?
Tell him it's crap.
It's crap.
But you're eating it.
Well, I'm hungry, but Sam says it's crap.
Oh, I've had enough of this Sam stuff, Sandra. Leave him at home when you come out with me.
Not possible.
Not possible.
You keep this up, Sandra, and we'll have to take you to a psychiatrist.
Bring it on.
Bring it on.
Where did you learn to talk like that? Television?
Yep.
Sandra, don't say things like that.
You can say what you want.
I can say what I want.
Not with me. Maybe your mother allows you to get away with everything, but there have to be rules.
Down with rules.
Sandra, listen to me now.
Only listen to me.
I only listen to Sam.
Sam.
Maura, I brought you some dinner.
I only eat leaves, Dad. I'm a slug.
Did he really say that? That could have been worse. Could have been a worm or a bug.
Dad, it's not funny.
You want me to look after the snails?
Oh, I don't care about them anymore.
Okay. This other snail, Sam, what are we going to do about him?
Leave Sam alone. I like him. You know, it was stupid, the snail farm thing. Sam is right. Free the snails. Sam is the only one around here who speaks the truth. I like Sam. I believe in Sam.
Long live Sam.
Yeah, long live Sam. You know, Dad, I try talking to Mammy, but she never talks back to me.
Does she not? Well, maybe that's because she's busy talking to me when you try.
Oh, she talks to you?
Of course.
Dad?
Well, she was in my life for nearly 40 years, and her voice hasn't just gone away.
You have Mammy. Sandra has Sam. Who do I have?
They're back. All three of them.
Hello? Anyone home?
We're up here.
Oh, here you are.
Where did you expect to find me but in bed? I'm a slug, remember?
Waste your life, why don't you? I just wanted to say, we have to take Sandra to see someone. This thing with Sam has to end.
You leave Sam alone.
What?
I said leave Sam alone.
You know what? I always thought you were an unfit mother. I'm going to make an appointment with someone for her. And that's final.
Sam, what are we going to do? What if you've to go?
They'll never get rid of me.
No?
I'll just hide and pretend I'm gone.
That's a great idea, Sam.
Here she is.
Dad, forget about it.
Too late for that.
It was a stupid idea.
Ah, yeah, probably, but I don't like giving up.
I'm finished with it.
Hi. You want a hand, Grandad?
What's going on, Sandra? You wreck it and now you want to help?
I'm sorry, Mammy.
Is Sam putting you up to this?
Sam?
Yes, Sam. Well, is he?
Sam is gone.
Where?
I don't know.
That's good. It's working.
Really?
Tell her how sorry you are.
I'm really sorry, Mammy. About wrecking everything.
Okay, love. You just lift those things there.
You're not helping, Mammy.
Your mother says she's finished with the snails.
Mammy, you can't. I'm really sorry I wrecked everything. It's a great idea. It really is, Mammy.
Ah, come on, Mara.
Well, okay.
Well, we made a lot of progress today, love.
I don't know, Dad. I just wish I could see into Sandra's head, see what's going on. I don't trust this turnaround. I think Sam is still here.
You're an expert on Sam now.
I just wish I knew what he was planning.
You know, just as well, Tom can't hear you talking now.
In that film, it was a giant rabbit, wasn't it?
Uh-huh. Harvey.
Yeah, but it wasn't just a friend. It was a pooka or something, wasn't it? Mm. But it helped people. The funny thing is, I think Sam is trying to help us, really.
You think Sam is a pooka?
Well, that kind of thing.
I've never heard of a snail as a pooka.
Well, whatever. But I don't believe Sam has gone away. Maybe she's just hiding Sam or something. Oh, Dad, this is not funny.
I know, love. Where is Sam hiding, do you think? In his shell?
Oh, Dad, stop, please. What if Sam is just in hiding? Then this is part of a plan. So what's next? None of this is funny, Dad. It really isn't.
Are you going to stay in hiding, Sam?
That depends.
Shh, Sam. You have to talk more quietly.
I thought no one could hear me.
Still, because if you don't whisper, I'll forget to whisper as well.
You helped fix up the snail farm.
I just have to pretend to make them think you're gone, Sam. They'll believe me now.
Right, okay. Well, good. Now, we have to have a plan.
Okay, Sam.
You don't want to have to go and talk to someone.
Never. Then what?
We could run away.
Run away? Where?
I don't know.
I could just put everything I want into a backpack, and then I could be just like a snail.
That sounds like a plan, all right. Okay, time to go.
Down through the snail farm. Bye, snails.
Where is she?
Don't I even get hello?
She normally rushes out to me.
She's somewhere.
I've made an appointment. The councillor wants us all to go.
Well, I don't want to go.
That'll stand
I'm
here.
I'm busy. Just about to sell my first consignment to a company from France.
Sandra! Sandra!
What do you make of that? A company that supplies the best restaurants in Paris.
Where is she? Sandra! Sandra!
Come on, Sam, hurry up.
Did no one tell you snails can't move fast?
Oh, yeah.
If I was a rabbit or something, then that'd be different.
We'll stop here for a few minutes.
Thank you.
I hope I have everything I need in the backpack. Look at me when I lie down like this. I look just like a snail, don't I? And when I move, sliding along with my backpack. It's just you and me now, Sam. Now they won't have to argue about me or anything. I'm so glad I have you, Sam. The adventures we're going to have. I can't wait.
But watch out for birds.
Oh, yeah. We have to, don't we? It's funny, isn't it, the way birds eat snails? That's why I like snails, because you only eat leaves. I remember Mr. Moran. He used to live beside us. He was always giving out about the snails, because they were always eating his lettuce he was growing in his garden. I wonder what he thinks about Mammy's snail garden. Maybe he doesn't know. Mammy and Daddy don't like each other anymore. But why, Sam? Because once they did. They did. That's why they had me. Daddy told me that. Love is hard, Sam. That's one thing I know. I love them both, and they love me too. The two of them. It's gone. That's what Mammy said. The love they had. But where? How? What do you think? Sam, you've gone very quiet.
I'm keeping an eye on the birds.
That's good. Someone has to keep a lookout. I bet they're looking for me.
Serve them right.
Yes, Sam. Serve them right.
Well, that's great. She's run away, has she?
Don't blame me. You were coming to collect her. Maybe it had something to do with that.
Good try. No, I bet you had something to do with this.
Well, that's just typical. Everything's always my fault, isn't it? My fault we had a child. My fault the marriage ended because I turned into a slug. My fault now she's run away because I've lost it and turned into a snail farmer. You're nodding.
Oh, what do you want me to do? Disagree with you?
Yes.
Look, we don't have time for this. We need to get looking for her.
We won't contact the police yet. Just give that another while.
Okay.
We have to think. Let's say she was running away. Where would she go? Dad, what do you think?
Into the woods, I suppose. Where there's shelter, no one can see you. It's a big wood.
Okay, come on.
There's a rabbit over there, Sam. Look at it. And there's more. I wonder where they're going. Looking for a field with juicy grass or carrots. Sam, you've got very quiet.
I don't like it here.
But look at the rabbits. Let's follow them. I've scared them, Sam. But come on. I'm going to try and find where they're going.
I was always scared to come in here. I still am. You scared us, Dad, telling us there were pukas in here.
Well, it's so easy to get lost in here. So he told you this story about the pukas to stop you ever coming in here on your own.
And I told Sandra about them. Maybe that's where the Sam came from.
Maybe.
Sandra! Sandra!
Sandra! Sandra!
Sandra! Sandra!
Come on, Sam, you have to keep up.
I'm a snail, stupid.
Sandra!
Shh!
Sandra!
They're looking for me.
Let them.
Yeah, let them.
Come on, let's find those rabbits.
Sandra! Sandra!
Sandra! Sandra!
This is hopeless. I think we need to call the police.
Yeah, I think it might be the best.
Okay.
Shit! No signal.
Well, me neither. Okay, look, I'll go back to the house and phone. Well, I might get a signal on my yoke.
Look, Sam! There they are. There's eight of them, all eating away. They look like a big family. Sam, I'm hungry. Time for a snack.
Sandra! Sandra!
Sandra!
This is hopeless.
We'll find her.
We have to. We just have to.
You do love her.
What kind of question is that?
It's not a question.
How could you doubt that?
Well, when we were together, you hardly spent any time with her. Then we split up and all of a sudden you fight tooth and nail for as much time with her as possible. Nothing to say.
I don't know, Maura.
That's the first time you've used my name in I don't know how long.
Look, we don't have time for... Look, we have to find her.
Sandra! Sandra!
You enjoying those leaves, Sam?
Very nice.
The rabbits are leaving. Look at them. I feel tired after that. You're not tired, Sam?
Look, Carmen. There she is.
Asleep.
So beautiful, the child.
Don't wake her just yet. Just watch over her for a minute.
She seems so peaceful, so happy.
I used to love watching over Maura.
Yeah, those are precious moments.
She's opening her eyes.
Such beautiful eyes.
Hey, Retta.
Hello, love.
Are you right away?
Oh, we know.
Sam told me to.
You're blaming it on me?
No, Sam. Just listening to you.
She looks so like Maura at that age.
Same eyes. Same mouth.
You talking to someone, Grandad?
Yes, but don't tell anyone. They'll think I'm mad. It's your grandmother.
I wish I met her.
That would have been nice.
She says that would have been nice.
Tell her we'll look after you.
Tell her that makes me happy.
She says that makes her happy.
But what about Maura?
She wants to know, what about your mother?
I ran away from her.
You had to.
Sam says I had to.
Is Sam mad at something?
Your granny wants to know, is Sam mad at something?
Well, Sam is a snail and they're small. And Mammy is a snail farmer. And he doesn't like that because all his brothers and sisters are going to get eaten. But he's not so mad at that. He just gets mad about other things.
Like what?
She wants to know, like, what things?
Just other things. Isn't that right, Sam?
Stupid, stinking parents.
Stupid, stinking parents.
Yes, we all become that.
Granny says that's what we all turn into.
You will one day too, love.
She says you will one day yourself.
Me? A stupid, stinking parent?
Yes.
Yes?
No way.
Sam says no way.
All these trees look the same to me.
Dad! Dad!
Damn, still no signal on this phone. Bloody trees. If anything happens to her...
Then what? Oh, forgot. You blame it on me.
She was in your care.
She's my daughter. She's not just in my care. Oh, and that's something you seem to forget. She's not just a thing that we shunt back and forth.
That's your version of me, isn't it? That I see her and everyone as just things I use to get ahead or something. Well, maybe there's one thing you've forgotten about. I'm not ahead, am I?
And you blame me for holding you back.
No, Maura. Look, I don't.
The way you mock what I'm doing with the snails, I mean, it might work. It just might work.
Oh, look, it might. I hope it does.
Oh, do you? You don't really. If you could just even admit that.
Okay, I don't really.
Oh, Jesus, Tom! You don't always have to come out ahead, Tom.
Yeah, well, that's easy for you to say.
It is, I suppose. You were the one for me, Tom. Still are.
Yeah.
Is that all you can say? Yeah?
Yeah. Sandra! Sandra! Sandra!
Sandra! Sandra!
Oh, look, I think I'm getting a signal on the phone.
Do I have to go home already, Granda?
I'm afraid so, love.
Is she with us?
Who?
Grandma.
Shh, shh, shh. That's our secret.
Okay. But is she with us?
Yes. And Sam?
He's still here.
Your father. Oh, Tom.
We're lost.
Lost?
We're wandering around this forest.
Look, here's Sandra.
Sandra.
Hi, Dad.
Sandra, where are you?
Sandra? Sandra, are you okay?
Are you lost?
Tell them to shout, then we'll go find them.
Grandad says to shout and we'll come looking for you.
Sandra! Sandra!
You remember how we used to come walking here? The hide and seek we used to play with each other.
You knew this forest even better than I did.
It was such a surprise to me the day you proposed to me here.
What better place?
You talking to her again?
Yes, love.
Such a magical place.
A magical moment.
What was...
I proposed to your grandmother in this forest.
Did you? Do you hear that, Sam?
The pookas were witnesses.
The pookas?
Well, that's what she said. So I could never deny it. Or never leave her. Or the pookas would be after me.
I like pookas, Granda.
Sandra!
Oh, shh, shh. That's Sandra.
Sandra! Sandra!
Mommy! Daddy!
Daddy!
There they are.
Sandra.
Sandra, thank God you're safe.
No, thank God me and Grant have found you. Mammy, don't cry.
Where did you find her?
Just at the edge of the forest.
Just as well you didn't go into it like us. You would have got lost.
Don't worry. Sam told me not to.
Sandra, would you stop with the Sam stuff? I bet you he told you to run away, didn't he?
Of course.
This Sam stuff has to end.
Tom, leave Sam be.
Leave Sam be?
Yes. I like Sam.
You like Sam?
That would make Sam happy.
Enough. This Sam is ruining everything.
No, Sam is ruining nothing. Sam is... I don't know what he is, but I like him. Sam is our Pooka.
Oh, no.
Mammy, did you know that Grandad had proposed to Grandma here in the forest?
No, love. I didn't.
It was a magical moment, Grandad says.
Sandra, you just can't ignore what I say like this. The stuff with Sam.
And the Pookas were witnesses.
And I just wanted to stay here forever. Remember?
Of course I do.
And I always wanted to just come back here.
We did, at the end.
Yes.
Is your father talking to himself?
No, he's talking to...
Has he got a snail friend as well?
No, of course not. Only I have.
I wish we could all just stay here, where it all began.
We've got to get back.
Do we have to?
Granda, what all began?
Maybe you could leave Sam here.
I kept you waiting for your answer.
Don't listen to him.
Sam says I'm not to listen to you.
Now you tell Sam that you have to listen to your father.
Thank you.
You ran away. Made me chase you.
Did you, Granda?
You know what he's talking about?
I'm hungry.
Sam says he's hungry.
I didn't know imaginary friends had to eat.
Ah, don't be so cynical, Tom.
Yes, Dad.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, okay.
It's really nice, Mammy.
Yeah, quite fancy, all right.
You need an English menu?
You have snails on the menu.
That is our specialty here in this restaurant.
We don't want any. We don't eat them.
Oh.
We grow them.
You grow snails. I thought they grew on their own.
We have a snail farm, and we send our snails to your kitchen.
Oh, you do. I see. Where are you from?
Ireland.
Oh, yes. Some of our snails do come from Ireland. So, what can I get you?
I think we can order one dish of snails. I mean, we won't eat them. But it'd be nice just to see them, wouldn't it? What would you recommend?
Our classic is quite simply with butter and garlic.
Okay, well, I'll have that.
A massacre.
That's right, Sam.
Sandra, why do you have your hands over your ears?
Poor snails.
Very fancy indeed. Hard to believe. We'll have to take pictures for your father, Sandra.
Yes, for Tom.
Yes, for Tom.
Dad, are you mocking me?
No, just the way you said that. Amour.
And that coming from the man who still talks to his dead wife?
That is love, yes.
Aww.
Here he comes with our plates.
Escargot Irlandais. Bon appétit.
Well, they do look good. And the smell.
Well, shouldn't someone at least try one?
You go ahead, Dad.
Well, you're the snail farmer. Don't you want to taste your produce?
No, I'm happy enough just farming them.
Okay, well, here goes.
Well, Dad?
Tasty. A bit chewy, but tasty.
Granda?
It wasn't so bad.
Granda, that was Sam you just ate.
Sam?
It was Sam.
How do you know it was Sam? They all look the same, snails.
I know by the shell. It was Sam.
Sorry.
Granda, you should see your face. I was only joking.
Oh, very funny. Well, Maura, time to congratulate you on your new business.
Yeah. Thanks, Dad. The slug made good.
Yeah, Mammy, well done.
Well done.
Sam says well done.
But it's time to free the snails.
It's time to free the snails, Sam says.
Sandra, tell Sam to behave himself.
I can't.
Sam says he can't.